Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grant LaBeouf. He's joining us from London, England. He's the founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD. Stickymarketing.com is the website. His books are Myths of Marketing, also Digital Selling. I encourage you to find out what Grant does. He will help you transition from your analog existence to the digital transformation that you're going to have to make in order to survive going forward, from today forward. If you're going to be successful, I don't care what you sell, I don't care what you do, you've got to transform digitally, and you got to do it from a marketing standpoint, you got to do it from a delivery standpoint. Grant, thanks again for being here. What are you seeing the businesses in England doing? Are they making this shift? Have they had a harder time shifting, do you think, to digital transformation than American businesses, or what do you think?
It's interesting. Actually, I did quite a bit of work in the States. It's had to be remote over the last few months, obviously, because of travel and everything. And in the UK, and I think we're pretty very, very similar in terms of the struggles in the digital transformation and some of the things that are being done well. I think in the main, businesses have done okay here, in using new technology to try and get in front of customers. There is a small pizza brand that I can't name here, but a small pizza brand that did a brilliant thing, started because all the restaurants were shut down. They started doing a mail order service where you subscribed, because this gave them their cash. You subscribed and you got dough balls through mailed out to you, where you could make your own pizzas and on a subscription. And now what they're doing is they're saying that you subscribe, you get two a month, and then when the restaurant's reopened, you can come and have a free pizza in the restaurant. And what that's done for them is it's kept some cash coming in, because as we know, for small businesses, cash is king. I just need to cash to keep coming
It got them future connected. They would have a reason to come back. That's that interface we talked about in the last segment.
100%. So I thought that was pretty smart. So some companies have been incredibly creative, but I know a small hairdressers here. That I've done some work with in the past, and they are struggling because they keep being closed down. We're now in another lockdown. They've been told to shut down again.
You can't do a virtual haircut, can you?
You can't do a virtual haircut, no. And they've still got, they've still got their business rates to pay and all their bills. And
it's really sad, Grant.
That's happening there as well.
I haven't had my blueberry facial in 9 months. I don't know what I'm going to do. Hey, Grant. Talk to us about the news in England, in the UK, with regard to the new lockdown you guys are under, with this new strain of coronavirus that's hitting the world right now. The government is locking you guys down almost indefinitely. What are they doing? How does it compare to what the United States is doing to help their businesses? What do you think?
Yeah, well, so the new strain, thankfully, isn't making people any iller, but the transmission rate is phenomenal. So we have 58,000 new cases just yesterday, which, wow, in American terms, because obviously we're a smaller island than you, that's the equivalent of 300,000 people a day being infected. So they've locked us down now. They've said to the middle of February at least, but a lot of people think it'll be till March. They've closed schools. It's tough. But the only thing I would say is the government have been reasonably good. I mean, we're all going to be paying for it for a long time, but the government have been reasonably good about support for businesses. So We've had a furlough scheme here where you can put staff on what they call furlough, which means they're not working at 80% of salary,
yeah.
and the government are paying that 80%.
Wow.
So that's been pretty good. And they've given, they're giving now to retail businesses that are having to shut down small businesses, they're giving them £9,000. So that's equivalent to about $14,000-$15,000. I mean,
right.
it's not enough. It's tough out there in the business.
Well, now, as we come up on a year, are we going to keep doing this same thing? Are we going to ride this policy ride ourselves into the ground? What do you think?
Well, I hope not. I mean, the light at the end of the tunnel is obviously the vaccine, and the big thing is that they've got to roll this out as quickly as possible.
Are you guys getting the vaccine over there?
It's too slow. It's way too slow at the moment. It's not enough penetration to someone of my age with no health conditions. I'm in my 40s. You know, they're talking about me not being able to get vaccinated to the summer. That's just
wow.
We won't have enough immunity to get going.
Yeah.
So it needs to be rolled out quicker.
Well, thank you for that report, Grant, and good luck to all you guys over there This new strain is getting scary, and I don't know what to say about all this. But I appreciate your report, and be well, and come back soon.
And you, thanks for having me, Jim. Take care, and to your listeners as well. Take care.
Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen, stickymarketing.com. Check out his website. As you can tell, he knows what he's doing, and he'll help you. If you give him a chance. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.